had what they call a middle buster, and that's what you...
A little buster,
and you throw the dirt both ways.
Oh.
And you can make a bed. Uh-huh. You make half bed going down and half bed over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come back to the other end, well, you'd finish that one bed and make another half bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you generally had two mules to it, or two horses,
and
that was your horse-drawn rig.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd have some kind of a old-timey hard, wooden hard, which would be spikes in wood.
Oh.
What they made hards out of them. And that would sort of smooth it off and would level it off. And they finally accumulated, they were iron hard, the factory hard, and now they don't use them much more. They use field cultivator, and that's a bunch of little old plows. On these pick-up and carry rigs they got, because I could show, if you was down at Williams' shop, you could see all of them. They're all down there. And you just hook a tractor onto it and take about 14 to 18, 20 feet of swath. That boy's plowing six rows just deaning. And with that, some of them plows eight rows.
Oh.
At time. And plane eight rows, plow eight rows, and they don't, they hardly ever combine eight rows, but most times, my boy, he combines six rows, plow six rows, plane six rows. And he tries to work six rows, but sometimes I think the weeds just gets lots of it. The weeds is bad. They get in there. See, you don't hoe your beans. You have no hoeing. You can't get nobody to hoe no cotton. You wouldn't hoe cotton. I wouldn't hoe cotton. They don't want nobody to hoe beans. And they want nobody. We used to cut a lot of weeds out of beans with weeds, with hoes. You know, cut the weeds out and pull the cockleburrs out. But they don't want to do that anymore. People wants to do it the easy way. Fly a chemical on there and kill them or something like that. They don't want to. Get out there and work like that.
Well, now you were telling me that used to the people would put fences around their 40 acres and then they'd have everything else. It's just backwards from it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of fences would they have?
Well, they'd have rail fences.
Rail.
You ever see these wooden fences? Well, did you see them rails going in front of that boy's house? Down the 4 mile corner where them little cedar trees were?
I guess I didn't notice.
He has a little rail fence in front of the house, just the curiosity for the home.
Oh, just, I see. Just
you may have seen little, and they stack them crossways. They run lengthways, you know.
And
but he's got, but they're just, he had somebody split them here last year, year before last one, and built that little fence there about 25 yards long. And he's got the cedar trees there, not cedar pine. But it's made out of wood. That's rail. And if you want to fence your 40 acre farm, you split rails. Men would call, be a lot of men would be rail splitters, you know, and they'd split rails and sell them.
Well,
they'd split you 100 or 1,000 or whatever, not you want, no, deliver them to you, and you'd build a fence out of them. And they'd last 10, 15 years, those rails. Now, the bottom one would decay or something, knowing the bugs would eat it up, but on up, and they just crossed them back and forth. And that was when they built a fence. You saw this one, you'll be on top of another, it's like it. And you just keep on.
And they just make it like zigzag, like that.
Because you can't lay them that straight. Now, on top of another, it wouldn't stay. They got to be laid enough so they'd stay on top of one another. And just go on all the way around your field, by the way.
And then they would just then do this on top again.
Yeah, they'd just keep going until you got it up 5 foot high.
Oh. Oh.
And it would be. But you could lay one down and have one just flat, though, and then start on both ends.
Mm-hmm,
and
that
way you can have like this, you know, that'd be or you could lay them the other way.
Mm-hmm.
See, that'd be one on the ground and one on top on both of them. That's the way they built the houses, like that. They'd be in a log house, they'd be one be across one end, one across the other end, and then lay the sudden across, and it would go on both of them. They wouldn't build a house like that, like a rail fence, because it wouldn't come out right. And that was really mostly the way they built the rail fence back there. But when they built the log houses, well, they'd have a log on that end and one on the other end down there about 24 foot long, and then